This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
It's time for the Mike Tannenbaum Report, brought to you by Cityside Medical, the ED specialist. Mike, how you doing?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing fine. We just found out some unsettling news. I'd like to throw it past you. Don has not put on a pair of jeans since the pandemic started. Do you believe that or not?
Oh, I would definitely take the over on that without question. I mean, the question is going to be, you know, when does that actually change? You know, these Zoom calls and other sort of technological enhancements does not lend well to individual cardiovascular situations.
No, but he said he's lost so much weight that they don't even fit.
Right. It's uncomfortable. And here's, Mike, you can understand that. When I do venture out now, it's to do a Ranger game or, God forbid, a wake or something. So I'm usually wearing a suit or something dressing. But otherwise, it's either very casual or home. So why not wear sweats? Why not wear shorts? Like, I haven't been in that in-between. To me, jeans are an in-between thing, and there's no in-between things in the pandemic.
You know, Mike, I got to go with Don on this. I just know from doing a lot of ESPN remotes that, you know, you're on national TV with, you know, a coat and tie and shorts. It's like, it's the brave new world for all of us.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, let's talk about the Giants. Do they have a chance in this game? It's a weird game to figure out. Are the Rams going to take them lightly? They're coming across the country. They just came off a tough stretch themselves. Can the Giants win this game? Daniel Jones looks like he's going to play.
Yeah, and that's the key right there, right? So assuming that things go well with this concussion protocol, absolutely. Again, they can score, and because they can score, they're going to be in every game. And Daniel Jones, to me, just continues to get better and better. And players, they don't need to say it, but the play he got hurt on is a galvanizing play. Like, when he puts his head out like that to try to score, to the extent that there was anybody left on that team that was a holdout of, you know, can he win? Is he tough enough? Like, he answered the bell there. Now, look, no Galladay, obviously no Saquon. That's going to hurt, but let's give the Giants and Gettleman some credit. The fact that they have depth at their skill players, they're going to need to score points because we know the Rams are going to score on the Giant defense.
But do you want Daniel Jones to do that? I mean, I guess you have to pick and choose, but do you really want him to do that? Eli never did that, never missed a game.
Yeah, I want him playing. You know, Coach Parcells, like, if you look at the Ten Commandments of a quarterback by Coach Parcells, like, really number one's a battlefield commander. And football players play football during football season. And by him answering the bell and going out there, I think he's going to earn a lot of respect in the program, and I think it helps fortify the notion that he's a starter. And I would take it a step further, guys. Like, even if there was a question, like, I would challenge the skeptics to say, like, who are you going to go get? Like, next year's draft, like, it's early still, but there's not a lot of quarterbacks out in next year's draft. Like, you're going to get Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers. Like, who's going to be available realistically from a Giant perspective, guys, to say that they're going to be a material upgrade over Daniel Jones, and then you factor in his age, his character, his work ethic, I think it becomes a little bit of an easier decision that he should be their quarterback.
Well, the problem is, right, Peter, it's not him, it's this defense. You mentioned it. It's a sieve, and it was one of the strongest parts of their team last year. Is the secondary underachieving, or is this just a byproduct of a complete lack of a pass rush?
I think it's a little bit of both, guys, but I would say this, like, Bradbury hasn't played as well as he did a year ago. I'm a big Adoree Jackson fan just because I think he has, if you go back to even to what he did in college, he has really good foot quickness. He can play man-to-man. And let's face it, what helps the secondary more than anything? It's the pass rush, and I think there are some pieces there. Leonard Williams hasn't played as well. I think Ojulari over time is going to be really good, but clearly they need to pressure more because they just can't hold up on the back end for that long.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I got to ask you this. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I have to. Well, I thought Washington football's new brass was going to, you know, start leading to a culture change. This whole Sean Taylor thing appears to be a disaster. Is there a world in which they legitimately, like, had this planned in advance and did not simply throw this out there to try to distract people from the email mess?
Yeah, boy, that'd be really disappointing if that was the case, because, you know, Sean Taylor was a great player that obviously his life ended in a tragedy. So let's hope that this wasn't something that was just, you know, thrown together in an impromptu fashion. And I will say this, like, you know, obviously the last couple weeks and days, you know, things have changed, but Ron Rivera is a guy that's beyond reproach, who's very successful, cancer survivor, did a great job in Carolina, has the respect of people in the league, respect of the locker room. So that is a glimmer of hope for, you know, Washington moving forward.
If you're the GM of the Giants, going back to the Giants, and even if Saquon is healthy, I mean, you're going to have to make a decision on him, Mike, and give him big money. I don't know if I'm going to give him big money. I love the guy. He's a guy I want representing my team, but he's not the type of running back like Ezekiel Elliott that's getting huge chunks of yards every time he carries the ball. What do the Giants do with this guy?
Yeah, it's a fair question. I would say this, though, because he is so explosive, including the passing game, he's somebody that I would work hard within reason to keep. Like, if we go back to the Saint game, he makes the one play in the game that changes it all. And, you know, I'm not saying he's McCaffrey, but a lot of the value you see out of the Kamaras of the world, the McCaffreys of the world, is they could do things in the passing game, which is what Barkley can do. So in a perfect world, don't pay the running back. I'm on board and get it. But I think because of his character, his work ethic, but most importantly, what he can do in the passing game, I just think he puts so much pressure on an opposing team's defense.
Is there a way that you can assess so far with this, either New York team, really? Because I think the question is relevant for both. Expectations are not high for either as far as win total. But can you look at, we'll start with the Giants. What they've done so far, how you can grade it, and what you can possibly hope to gain over the next 12 games?
Yeah, look, it's been certainly disappointing from a win-loss record, but they did go into New Orleans, came back in the fourth quarter, and won in overtime. It was a great win. They played better against Dallas than I think most people thought. And, you know, let's see what happens this week. Like, because it's a 17-game season, because 7 teams make the playoffs, everyone's going to be alive for a while. But if they found their quarterback, and by the way, their left tackle is playing better. Like, Andrew Thomas has been beaten up, deservedly so. You know, if we were talking this time a year ago, we would have said, hey, Becton was the better pick. But, you know, right now, you know, Andrew Thomas looks like he's a foundational player. So it hasn't been perfect. But if you have some of these key sort of like foundational pieces, I think if you're a Giant fan, you have reasons, a real reason to be optimistic. As far as the Jets, you know, Zach Wilson is a young quarterback. His highs are really good. He just needs to learn that a check down is really important. Like, I don't want to hear him talk about, hey, I'm studying Aaron Rodgers. Like, study how to end every drive with a kick. Like, a punt's a great play in football, especially the way the Jet defense is playing. And that part to me has been a little disappointing. Like, just make gradual improvement. Don't fall in love with the three-point shot right away.
All right, so it looks like Russell Wilson's going to be out a while. Can Geno Smith win them some games, or is the Seattle season over?
Yeah, Donna, I'm on record here. He's going to exceed expectations, and here's why. Geno Smith was always a guy that had all the physical abilities in the world. Quarterback position is a developmental position. I think him sitting for as long as he has, somewhat in obscurity, is going to benefit him from a confidence and preparation standpoint. And look, I'm not saying he's just going to out-duel Ben Roethlisberger, but I wouldn't be surprised if he played really well and gave them every chance to win that game. I'm a believer in Geno Smith, and I think he's going to really benefit from the years he sat behind Russell Wilson.
All right, final thing, we're talking with Mike Tannenbaum, his weekly segment on the show. Who do you love this week? Is there a game that you love? Can you give it to us before Sunday?
You know, that's a good question. I really like the Chargers. I just think their offense right now is unstoppable. I think that they went in and they beat, you know, a really good team in Kansas City. They beat Cleveland. I don't know. I love Baltimore in terms of, like, their ability to put points on the board, but I don't think Baltimore is going to be able to slow down the Chargers. And I think we're seeing, like, the next great young player in Justin Herbert. And I think they go in on a 1 o'clock game, that whole West Coast to East Coast. I think the Chargers beat Baltimore and put up big numbers because I just don't trust that Ravens secondary right now.
Good stuff, Mike. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too. Should be a lot of fun. And Don, I'm with you. If you're wearing sweats, I'll put mine on tonight as well.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. That's the Mike Tannenbaum Report brought to you by Cityside Medical, the ED specialist. When is Mike and Matthias and Anita's show on Sunday? Anybody?
Well, with no Jets,
right.
There you go.
It's usually on, I believe, isn't it usually on from 9 to 11? So why would that change?
8 to 11.
8 to 11.
Okay.
8 to 11.
It's a good show, so tune in for sure. And Peter, I would bet a large amount of money that when he's not on the air, Don calls jeans dungarees.
My mom always did. I always hated the word, never used it, but my mom still says dungarees.
No.
Yeah.
You know what, though? If anyone was going to say the word dungarees in my life that I know, it would be Jay LeGrec. That's right.
It's 80s jersey.
Yeah, an 80s jersey. Put on your dungarees!
Also, if you think about it, there are some dungarees with drawstrings. Those are the kinds that Don likes. You know, the Wrangler type?
To get it right, it's 80s jersey, New Jersey.
Gotcha. We're going to make our picks coming up. And as the old song in the 80s said, Peter's still the one that could scratch your itch. Still the one that I wouldn't switch. He's still having fun, but he's still the one.
Love it.
That's it's coming up right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.